This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, we are live in Cape May, New Jersey at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Yes! And the bar is open on a beautiful Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Thank you all for coming today. We're going to have a great time, and thank you for listening. And if you are on your way over here, get here. The bar is open. It's a gorgeous day in Cape May. I was in the pool this morning with the kids. The pool is 86 degrees at the Grand Hotel, which is great. So there's not going to be any shrinkage today, at least of the economy. There's a lot of shrinkage under Joe Biden, no question about it. And we have the official sandwich of New Jersey now, thanks to King Philip the Unaccountable. He named the official sandwich of New Jersey in honor of Taylor Swift. So we have that for you today. And I don't know if anyone has seen any dead whales floating. I don't think we have. But if you look out that window right there and spot any, if you see a whale, a dead whale, we'll give you a Zeoli Army T-shirt. That's how that works, all right? You get two if you see a school of bottlenose dolphins dead floating in the ocean for the windmill slaughter of Phil Murphy, the governor. No, it's great to be with you today. Target is hoping you'll all stop by on the way home. They've lost $9 billion of market share. $9 billion. Man, I tell you what, that's a lot of Bud Light, you know what I mean? I went to the bar at the Grand Hotel. I asked them what kind of beer they had at the outdoor pool bar, and they didn't have Cape May Tan Limes, which is what I usually get when I'm here, but they also did not have Bud Light. So no one can try to buy me any because they don't have it. I see people are drinking Yingling. That's what I'm talking about right there. Welcome. Join us. Come on in.
What's up?
It's going to be a great day today. Thank you, Peter. Good to see you. All right. Now, first of all, we got a lot to get to today in terms of the world of politics. We have some great guests coming up. So Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to be here at 3:30. He's trying to save the whales and the dolphins from the windmill killer, Phil Murphy. He's trying his best. We also have, who else is coming on the show today, Matt DeSantis? We got a lot.
It'd be easier to say who's not going to be on the show.
That's a good point. We got Chadwick Moore at 4 o'clock, Dr. Victoria Coates, Dr. Wilfred Riley, Jimmy Failla, and Judge Jeanine, all stopping by today, live at the Grand Hotel. They won't be live, but we will, until we start passing out at the bar, right? No, not at all. Not like that. Yesterday was a good day for America because the United States Supreme Court restored power back to the people with two Supreme Court decisions. And already the Democrats have been screaming about that. They're very nervous that they are losing their grip on power on everything. And I think when you see the Target backlash, I think you see the people have said enough is enough. So Target sheds $9 billion in market cap amid the backlash over their Pride collection. And this is a big deal, right? Because if you think about it, when Target started this whole thing, their goal here was to increase their sales. Much like Bud Light, the same thing. They wanted to increase their sales. But the problem for them is they don't know their customers, they don't know the consumer, and they wind up offending people, and people say, no, thank you, and they're out. And that's what you're seeing with Target as well. They had tuck-friendly swimsuits. Now, I was just in the pool with my tuck-friendly swimsuit, and let me tell you something. It is not a good look. It's not a good look. And I try. I do. but you got to use extra sunscreen. And, you know, then the shrinkage really, truly does take over when that happens. But we were talking about children, you know, and this is the problem for Target. People do not want to walk into a store and see these Pride collections and then turn around and see stuff for kids and see stuff for babies. If they just left the kids out of it, no one would really care. But they went too far. Target reported an annual $100 billion in total revenue in 2022, $109 billion, a 2.9 increase from the previous year. But now, at this point right now, Target lost $9 billion in market value. The company stock fell from just over $160 to about $141 a share, amounting to a 12% drop. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And it's all because people have said, I was talking to a couple the other night. We were at this thing in our town, and they said, we're done. We're done shopping there. We just don't want to see this anymore. We want to protect our kids from it, which is not too much to ask. It really isn't. Unfortunately, though, these companies keep hiring the same woke people from college, and they think that everybody in America thinks like they do. And they try to shove this stuff down people's mouths and their throats, and they don't want it. They really don't. And as you see people push back, you see the backlash over Bud Light, too. It's a wake-up call to companies to just stop pandering. That's really what it is. Just stop pandering. And yet they won't learn their lesson. And the big reason why they won't learn their lesson is because they don't understand the power of the conservative movement in this country. They don't. And they don't want to understand it. They can't figure it out. NBC News had a story about this. They said, why Target and Bud Light and Disney and the Dodgers have all been backed into a corner over their support of the LGBTQ community. It's not the LGBTQ community. That's the thing. It's not. These brands have embraced something that goes well beyond that. They've gone down a road that makes people in this country very uncomfortable. You know, women have had it with the transgender movement having guys take their spots in life. Women fought so hard for... I'm a feminist, just so you know. I am. I love women. And women have fought so hard for equality in this country. They fought for equality in sports. They fought for equality in business. They fought for equality across the country, only to see that progress be taken away from a dude. I mean, a dude comes along and takes their spot on the swim team or on the track meet and beats them at that. Or all of a sudden you see the woman of the year going to a biological male. And that's just not fair to women. And they know it's not fair to them. And then you also have Sports Illustrated putting a biological male on the swimsuit cover when there are beautiful women who you could put on that cover to celebrate women and to celebrate beauty. That is a woman. And they could do that, but the problem for them is they can't even define it. What is a woman? Does anyone in the room know? Of course you do, because you're not woke. Of course you do. Everybody knows, but you're not allowed to say it anymore. They know it too, but they don't want to admit it. So now the Dodgers bring out this group of people dressed as nuns who are anti-Catholic. That's where the backlash came from. It's not backlash against lesbians and gays. And that's again, the media doing what they do, trying to paint people as hateful. The backlash is not over that, not in any way, shape, or form. The backlash has to do with trying to indoctrinate kids. It has to do with trying to pretend like they can do all this and we're not going to care. But we do care. And when you have people dressed up as nuns who are so openly anti-Catholic, and you've got the Latin Bishop of Los Angeles coming out and saying, I've got a lot of my parishioners who are offended, and the Dodgers double down on this. What do you think's going to happen? We did not ask for this culture war, by the way. We were just fine. We were accommodating to everybody, and we were happy. But they're never, the left is never happy until they can finally push people, to pit people against each other. And when they do that all the time, they're happy. You know, when people are at each other's throats and they're at each other's faces, they're actually happy about that. Because they think that if America's divided and America's angry, then we won't notice when they try to slip through bad policies. I think that's always the goal. I mean, it has been for years. Divide people on race, divide people on sex, divide people on sexuality. And then they keep doing it, believing that if they do it enough, that's what people will talk about and not talk about the crappy economy, for example. But you can't get away from those things. Everybody feels it. Everybody sees it. We're not stupid. North Face just pulled a Bud Light, too. North Face is a company that I guess dresses Eskimos, the North Face, I'm guessing. I don't know. They have now joined the ranks of Nike, Adidas, and other companies that have all partnered with controversial left-wing activists to promote their products. They have a video with a drag queen named Patagonia. And Patagonia, which is a very creative name, right? And Patagonia comes out in gear, makeup, and a mustache and says, "Hi, it's me, Patagonia. I'm here with the North Face. We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us." And again, it's just like, why not just have people just focus on being people and not indoctrination? But they target children with a wide selection of clothing. And that's where people say enough is enough. You go down that road of that with kids. And it's exactly the same issue. Nobody had a problem with a man or a woman as an adult choosing to live their life the way they want. But when they started bringing this into schools, when they started making the argument that, yes, you should get gender-affirming care for children. Translation, chopping off body parts and giving kids experimental drugs. And that's when people said, no, enough is enough. We don't want this for our kids. We don't need this for our kids. And that's where the pushback began. And I think what's great about the day in which we live right now is that people have pushed back and they've said enough is enough. And their voices now are being heard in real dollars at stores. Bud Light really regrets partnering with Dylan Mulvaney. They really do. And they only did it because they hate you. They do. They hate you. And that's why they did it. They did it because they don't want white, straight men drinking their beer anymore. But stop making it out like white straight men are bad people. There are some that are bad, and there are a lot of them that are really good. But if you just keep stereotyping people all the time and lumping them into groups to divide, that's what they're always trying to do. There's going to be a backlash. People have said enough is enough. That backlash led to Trump running in 2016 and winning, obviously. And it almost led to him winning in 2020. But remember something. Dead whales don't vote, but dead Democrats do. You write that down, because that is as true as it gets. See, Phil Murphy doesn't care about dead whales and dolphins because they don't vote, but dead Democrats do, and they vote a lot and often. Dead whales, though, they just wash up on the beach or they drop to the bottom of the ocean. We are serving some whale crab cakes tonight. I believe it's a blend of whale. It's a beluga and also crab cake, I believe, at the bar. And we have a special on them tonight for happy hour. Two whale cakes topped with a dolphin aioli for $14.99, I believe. As Phil Murphy kills them, we grab them. It's called recycling, and we just bring them right up to the kitchen. Just kidding. That'd be disgusting, right? We bring them through the garage so no one sees it. And then we bring them up to the kitchen. We do it that way. No, but I think the backlash in America right now is just happening as people have just said, can we leave politics out of everything? Like, does politics have to be in everything? Can we just watch a baseball game without having it in our face? Can we just drink a beer without having it in our face? Can we just go shopping with our kids and not worry about having to hide their eyes? And that's just everybody feels that way these days. They really do. Everybody feels that way these days. And when people start talking with a unified voice on this, then companies start to realize the hard lessons. But they only realize this after they go down the road of woke and lose lots and lots of money. Bud Light wishes they never did this. They wish that they had doubled down on their original core constituency. They've lost that brand. I don't think Bud Light ever comes back. I really don't. I think it's gone for two reasons. Number one, right. Number one, it's not good. And the second reason is it's crappy beer. You know, if Bud Light was really good and people would be like, all right, you know, then they would kind of hide it like in a paper cup or something the way I do when I'm working with a beer. But no, instead what they did is it's not good beer. People, there's other choices like Yuengling, for example. Yuengling came out, and this was so smart of Yuengling, right? Yuengling came out and said, we are a family company. We're doubling down in America. And they were proud to say this. They didn't put anybody down. They didn't put down any community. They didn't mock anybody. All they did, because nobody's asking for that either, right? Nobody was hoping that their beer company would come out and be anti-trans. Nobody was asking for that. Nobody was asking for them to be anti-anything. Just make a good beer and leave politics out of it. That's all we ever wanted. Nobody was looking for them to go down the road of politics in either direction. But you notice how whenever these brands do it, it always goes down the road of the left? You notice that? And so what these beer brands have done is to be smart, is to just do something very novel. They say, like some of the ones, Yingling, they go, we're going to double down on America and our veterans. And you know what the media says about that? Well, now beer companies are going down the right road. And they don't mean right as in correct. They mean the right-wing road. I'm sorry, but when did the American flag become right-wing? When did doubling down on our veterans for Memorial Day weekend, as beer drinkers know, this is the start of the season for beer drinking, unless you drink it all year round like Daniel Valdez here does. When did these things become right-wing? They never did. I mean, America, just celebrating America and celebrating our veterans and celebrating our heroes and having an American flag on a beer can, this is stuff that made Budweiser. My uncle came to visit last summer from Florida, and he's a Budweiser drinker, or at least he used to be, and he drinks straight, like the old school Budweiser, the king of beers. And I went out to the store, and I bought him a six-pack, and the whole can was America. I mean, there was American flag. It was all that. That's the way they used to be. And then they decided to change by going down the road of woke, and it didn't work for them, so they're going back to that now, and it's too late, because we all see through it now. We realize now your heart wasn't in the right place. Your heart wasn't ever there. If you really had just doubled down on loving this country and loving the beer-drinking Americans throughout this country who are all different colors and, yes, all different sexual orientations and just left everybody alone, you never would have had this controversy. And if you were really trying to appeal to people who weren't drinking your beer, here's a novel concept. Make it taste better. I know that that's a very novel concept, right? But when you see, these corporations keep finding themselves in the same problem. The indoctrination begins in public school. And then in college, it just goes off the rails. And then they hire these people who have now been indoctrinated for years and years, like Matt DeSantis at Harvard. I mean, this guy, forget it. Please. He actually has a rainbow full body tattoo, which we make him cover up for these.
Not true.
It's a true story.
Not accurate.
With a dead whale on his back.
Well, that I have, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously you have that. And then they hire these people who think everybody in America thinks like them. They think everybody in America thinks like what they learned in their Sociology 101 class. And America doesn't think like that. And the main thing is, we don't think about politics 24/7. We don't think about social issues 24/7. We don't want to fight 24/7. They always do. The lesson here of Target and the lesson of Bud Light and the lesson of Nike and all these other brands is, stop trying to make us fight all the time. Just leave us alone. And then we'll leave you alone. We'll leave everybody else alone. And we'll all just live our lives. It's not that hard. It really isn't. It's not that hard. So this weekend in Cape May, enjoy everything that you're going to do with your family and your friends. Let's not forget what Monday's all about, though. Yes, this is the unofficial start of summer. But Monday, of course, is also Memorial Day. They get one day, not a whole month, just one day. One day on Monday for all of us to stop and remember and reflect on what that day really means. And there's a great meme that I see every summer, and I always post it on Facebook. And it is a bunch of people on the beach, which now in Wildwood, I guess, is going to be alcohol free. Is that right? They banned booze in Wildwood? Wildwood Beach has a boardwalk alcohol ban, and on the beach, too. Man. Hey, see, that's a shame, because the beach is so big in Wildwood, it takes you 15 minutes to walk. You know what I mean? You need to stop and get a cold one halfway through, am I right? So that's a real shame, but I guess they had a lot of problems because there were people on the beach who got a little tipsy, like Matt DeSantis' girlfriend.
It's not my girlfriend.
The Kensington hottie, you know, who was yelling that time, Matt!
Matt!
So I guess, thank you.
Oh, there she is.
There she is.
Oh, good to hear from her again.
I was hoping she'd come in person today, yeah, to our broadcast. But
pretty nice.
So this is why they cut it out. And that's a shame because everybody, this is why we can't have nice things, as they say. This is why they can't have nice things. Alcohol of any kind has always been prohibited on the beach and boardwalk. In fact, there's already a sign at every street entrance to the beach. The new ordinance not only prohibits the drinking and or open display of alcohol, but also says the mere existence of any kind of alcohol is prohibited. However, you are allowed to have it in restaurants or permitted events on the boardwalk and the beach. All right, so that's an update from Wildwood. Every year, the city receives numerous complaints about drinking, marijuana use, and smoking on the beach and boardwalk. This is how we are responding to those complaints. And this is why we can't have nice things. But whatever you do this weekend, and you're enjoying your beach day, the meme that I always love is about people on the beach. They've got all their umbrellas. They're enjoying themselves. They're enjoying the sun. They're enjoying their families. And it always says, this beach day brought to you by their beach day. And it is our soldiers storming the beaches of Normandy. And I think that that is just such a great comparison, right? You know, a beach day in June many years ago looked a lot different, as they were literally storming the beaches to go fight and defeat the greatest evil the world had ever known. And they did that for our freedom. And so this Monday, when you're on the beach in June, or almost June, I guess, you can really appreciate that, I hope, and think about what Memorial Day really means, because it is very important. But I also love the fact that this Memorial Day, places are open again, because we lost a lot of good places because of COVID. I saw Jack Quinn. Where's Jack? I know he was here earlier. Is he still here? Lamplighter Tavern closed after 50 years of COVID restrictions. He said enough is enough. Great businesses, bars and restaurants suffered. And so this weekend is a great time for everybody to come out to the shore, spend some money, and help these hardworking businesses out, because they need us to do it from Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's when they make their money. So hopefully we can be very generous this year, even though, thanks to Joe Biden, we're all going to be paying a lot more for everything this year. Let them eat whale. All right. We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Come on out and see us. The bar is open. We're going to have a lot of fun. Congressman Jeff Van Drew's coming up. We'll be right back.
The Zioli Show. On your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Yes! Kicking off summer the right way. Got a great crowd here. The bar is open. And has anyone ever had to deal with somebody in their life who's obsessed with them? Like a psycho? Who like stalks you, a psycho stalker? Trump has. And the name of his stalkers are CNN and MSNBC. They mentioned him by name. Well, it's not that bad. I thought it was 400 times, but it's 399 times in 10 hours. CNN and MSNBC mentioned Trump by name 399 times in 10 hours. This reminds me of Obsess Much? Wow. In 2016, former CBS head honcho Les Moonves said Donald Trump's presence in politics, quote, may be bad for America, but it's damn good for CBS. He was not the only one to have made that assessment. On Thursday, just on CNN and MSNBC, Trump was mentioned by name a whopping 399 times between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern. So, I mean, if you think about it, if the day kept going, they might have doubled that number, you know? I think if you were to ask me who's really praying more than anything that Donald Trump becomes president again, it is CNN and MSNBC, 100%. No question about it. CNN prays every night for, well, they don't pray, but you know what I mean. They don't believe in God. But they every night, they do sort of a seance, hoping for another missing plane, because that was really peak Don Lemon stupidity when the plane went missing in a black hole. Remember that? They pray for that every night, and then they pray for Donald Trump to be president again. Every night, CNN and MSNBC. Those were their highlight days. Those were their glory days. They really were. Come on in. Join us. Hello, hello. Thank you for coming. It's a beautiful day here in Cape May, and the bar is open. The ballroom is here. We got people coming in, and I was in the pool. It was 86 degrees. It was fantastic. Patrick, Claire, and Reagan are all out there swimming with Bridget, of course, watching them, and a team of sharpshooters in case any psychos show up. I don't take any chances with my security, as you can imagine. In New Jersey, where we are right now, we are governed by a king named Phil Murphy. The Unaccountable. King Philip the Unaccountable, yes, indeed. And has anyone noticed his hair now? So imagine like this. Imagine if you cut out a swath of this carpet right here and then just stapled it to his head. That's what Governor Phil Murphy looks like as he hopes to one day run for president of the United States. He's not from New Jersey. He's from Massachusetts, which, of course, makes him a masshole. I said mass, Greg. Greg Stocker's here, of course. Darth Stocker, the overlord, co-host of Kale and Company in the morning. Greg, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You want to come on the mic and say hello for a few minutes? We'd love to hear from you. Hi.
Hi, buddy.
Woo! Who's going to have the boss here? We have Congressman Jeff Van Drew. So, Greg, it was nice talking to you. And,
oh, man.
Sorry to do that to you, boss. But
I get short shrift for the congressman. It's fine.
We just had a bump Greg Stocker for Congressman Jeff Van Drew, but that's all right. He understands. And joining us now at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, is Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? You guys are characters.
Well, we're trying here. We are, of course, overlooking the ocean right now. We're having a great time being here in Cape May, and we appreciate your hard work on the effort of trying to save the whales and dolphins in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, this is a big picture issue, and I worry about it so much. So much of our country now, we are losing the substantive, real, character of the country that keeps us special. One of the things is the Jersey Shore. We have this beautiful, beautiful ocean that we've worked hard to keep clean. We have wonderful fishing, boating and navigation. We have great tourism. We have so much. And of course, we have the wildlife, the whales, the dolphins, and other things. And so we've got these companies that are billionaire companies coming in from all over the world that in our ocean are leasing our ocean because we've got this, wonderful governor and president who just thinks that's great because I really don't, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean-spirited, but I tell it how it is. I just don't know how much they really care for the America we know and love. And they said, sure. So, you can literally lease, I'm not exaggerating, millions of acres of ocean, millions of acres. and eventually have thousands of these wind turbines, industrialize our shore, what's it going to hurt? It's going to hurt the economy because our economy is based upon tourism and building and all the things that go along with the tourism industry that have worked so well for us for so many years, and we're going to change that. We're going to, you know, eventually ruin the real estate market. Even Orsted itself said that, they said, it's no big deal. Tourism will probably only take about a, just in Cape May County, by the way, alone, not Atlantic, not, you know, Ocean, not Monmouth, just in Cape May County, about $1 billion loss, no big deal. It's a big deal to me. It's a big deal to the people who, you know, literally live upon and depend upon tourism and all these other things that keep our oceans great. So for the purity of the ocean, I'll wrap this up, for the greatness of the Jersey Shore, for the wonderfulness of our fishing, for everything that, you know, we know and love about South Jersey, we're going to let other companies come in from all over the world, and this is the piece de resistance to this whole thing, are going to have our rates, our utility rates are going to go up, and it's really not going to help the carbon footprint much at all. And we let China and India and everybody else, we give them special allowances to do whatever they want, got a way bigger carbon footprint. I'm tired of America leading from behind. I'm tired of America last and everybody else first. I believe in America first and keeping our America and keeping our South Jersey. So there's a lot of issues at stake here. And I pray to God we can endure this and that we can actually win this in the end.
You know what is amazing, Congressman? I was reading an article in Politico about this, and they said that New Jersey has already kicked in hundreds of millions of dollars towards this this project with this wind transfer station. And they're also talking about now ripping up the beaches in Ocean City, New Jersey, to lay these transfer cables because the power comes from the windmills, low voltage, it's low energy, they got to amp it up. And the mayor of Ocean City has said no, but the state of New Jersey gave the wind turbine companies basically the power of eminent domain to come in and condemn whatever property they need for this project. I mean, in addition to everything you just laid out, which I think you said it perfectly, we've also lost the basic way we govern in this state. I mean,
right.
You've been in New Jersey politics, right? I mean, home rule, it's gone.
You know what? There's so many bad things about this project. It's hard to keep track of everything. And you named one that I didn't mention. So and they're literally taking the right of home rule, the right that we've always had in our country and in New Jersey. And they say, you know what? You can't zone anything anymore. We're going to have foreign countries tell us what to do. Honest to God, because I've had it, I'm tired of so many things that are going on in our country. I'm tired of this president, and I'm tired of what's happening in our Senate. Thank God the House of Representatives, where we're fighting to do some good things. You really wonder, do these people love America? I'm serious. I don't mean to be so harsh, but, I mean, I'm fighting hard here, and I'm going to fight hard because I love America. I love everything that America stands for. It is the best nation on the face of the earth, and literally we've got people in positions of power just selling it, giving it away, and forgive my French, but I know you guys say some things sometimes, just screwing our taxpayers, screwing the hardworking people who live and work in South Jersey and in America. This is symbolic of what's happening everywhere in our country in every way. It could be the border. It could be with the military. It's what they were doing and saying about our police. It just gets old. We want America back.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew joins me here. Absolutely. Yep. Yes. We got a big crowd here at the Grand Hotel, Congressman, and in Cape May, and they're very grateful for everything you're saying here today. The issue of these wind turbines, I think, is very just emblematic of where we are right now in terms of we the people have no say, no voice. So we're grateful that you're continuing the fight. You and your colleagues, obviously Congressman Chris Smith and a number of the state and local leaders and the Republican Party as well. Turning our attention to the debt ceiling fight, it's amazing how we're at a point right now where if you turn around and say, we want to try to get people back to work, that that is now a pariah. You know, the idea that Republicans are saying you should have to work if you want to get benefits in this country, at least try to find a job, that somehow now that's unacceptable to Democrats. I mean, we've lost our mind with that.
You're right, Rich. You couldn't make this stuff up. You literally couldn't make it up. So all that it says in our legislation is if you are single, and let me go just real quickly through the whole thing, but you're disabled or sick or ill, you don't have to work. You're still going to get the welfare. You're still going to get the Medicaid. What it says, though, is that until the age of 55, which is not that old, if you're healthy, single person, that you should be able to work. And if you don't want to work, then, you know, we're either going to make sure that you work or, and this is the unbelievable part, I think how easy going the legislation, I don't know how else to say it was, how kind it is, because I think I would have been tougher. I didn't write this piece of it, that if you are healthy, that you either work or you can volunteer for some organization, for the American Cancer Association, for the Humane Society, whatever it is, 20 hours a week. You got to be kidding me, man. I know people that are working four times that amount because they're trying to make ends meet because of inflation, because we spend so much money on really bad, really stupid, really harmful woke projects in our country, and that we just waste so much money and spend so much and borrow so much. So we're saying single, healthy males either have to work or volunteer. Now, if you think that's too much, well, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you, because I think they should have to. In fact, like I said, if it was up to me, they just have to work, period. I mean, it's volunteer stuff. They're going to get some easy volunteer gig, and they don't even want to do that. They don't want to do that. And the Democrats make it out, you're going to take away Social Security. Wrong. We're not going to take Social Security. It's protected. Nowhere in the bill does it take away Social Security. So that's just totally untrue. Medicare for older people, they say you're going to take that away. Wrong. Absolutely a falsehood. Not going to do that. Absolutely would make sure. My God, the few things that our Americans get back for all the taxes they pay, all the stuff that they do and have to do in order to survive in this country, and it is the greatest country in the world, the little bit, they certainly have made this bond with the government of the United States of America that, yes, you do get Medicare, and yet, because you paid for it, you paid for it, and you do get Social Security because you paid for it every year, all the time. All the time that you work, you're paid for it. What bothers me is the people that get all kinds of benefits, are healthy, is all get out, do whatever they want, and just sit around and don't work. That's wrong. We're not going to do anything to the normal Social Security or Medicare. But you'll hear the Democrats say, they're not telling the truth. It's just not true. I read this bill over and over again. I was part of it. And, you know, we're doing the right thing here. We're trying to get the country on track. And by the way, we talk about these horrendous cuts and what's going to happen. We're using the same budget that they put together without increasing it, the 22 budget. So we're just not radically increasing like they did every year and radically borrowing more like they did every year. Now, if we follow this pathway for a decade or more, what's going to happen is this debt ceiling is going to come down. The amount of debt will come down. It won't happen instantly. You can't do it instantly because then you would hurt some important areas that we believe in. Unfortunately, because they've overborrowed so much. But nevertheless, this is a real answer and something that should be worked out. And I'm just ashamed that they refuse to, in earnest, really negotiate. And I think they're going to have to, because I think Americans really understand. The one thing we can't do, we can't be hostages. We just can't get down on our knees as a governing body, as a Congress of the United States, and beg Biden for our forgiveness and say, yes, he can spend as much on as much nonsense and waste as much on nonsense as he wants to. And we'll just keep going and doing that. Oh, and by the way, tons of money. We spend money for the World Health Organization. that lies to us and lied about COVID. Right. NATO is a great thing. I have nothing against NATO, but you know what? We supply almost all the money to keep NATO going. You know what else we're doing? We have LGBTQ poetry sessions and research being done in other countries, not even in America, in other countries. Stop it. Stop spending money in other countries. Take care of America first.
I don't think we should be spending money on poetry at all, but that's just me. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, thanks for joining us here in Cape May. We appreciate it. Keep up the fight to protect the whales and dolphins and also to restore some fiscal sanity in Washington. We appreciate it.
I will, and say hello to everybody. Gosh, I was with them, but actually right now I'm still working, so because I think work is okay. And God bless them, and thanks for being in Cape May County.
Thanks, Congressman. Appreciate it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We are a nation of moochers, though, are we not? I mean, man, people don't get off the couch anymore. It's unbelievable. Just give me a remote control and a welfare check, and I'm good. Wow. All right, listen, as we continue here live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, the bar is open. Come on in and see us. Stop by. Say hello. We are now a lot of people. Say hello. We got friends. We're making friends. Everybody making friends?
Yeah.
We do have Zioli Army shirts to give away. Well, don't get too excited. Our cheap-ass company only brought, what, 10? 12?
12.
Oh, 12. I'm sorry. The generosity of Odyssey is unbelievable. 12 shirts.
So how are we going to give them away?
Any suggestions?
Oh, we have 10. I'm sorry. We only have 10.
We have 10 shirts. Any suggestions on how to give a shirt away?
I'll be there next Saturday.
Death match.
Oh, you're coming to the game on Saturday?
Yes, I am.
All right, great.
We are on bus 2.
Bus 2. All right. I don't know which bus I'm on yet. I don't think they have a seat for me yet. If anyone has any ideas on what we could do to give the shirts away, let me know. Michael, it's your birthday, right? Isn't it your birthday this weekend? It is. How old are you turning? Come on in, Michael. Come on in. This is a friend of mine, Michael, and he's turning. How old, Michael? I can't read. I can't do math. Say it again. 15 years old, and he wanted to come to the show today. Isn't that great? Would anybody object if Michael got a birthday shirt?
No.
Would you like one? Well, yeah. Come on and get it then. Come on. How about that?
One down.
All right. Now we have 9.
Now we have 9.
Michael, happy birthday, buddy. Thank you for coming to the show.
Well, you just embarrassed him.
I know. Did we embarrass you? Oh, come on. This is America's youth right here. Thank God he actually cares, right? That's great. I don't sell that on the eBay or whatever you kids are using today, all right?
The eBay.
On the eBay.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
That's not a thing?
No.
It's not a thing?
It is a thing, but the kids aren't on it.
Well, we are streaming soon on the YouTube at 5 o'clock today. We're going to stream on the YouTube, all right? So use the Google. Oh, I got a story on how Google manipulates their search results, shocking, to help Democrats. I know it's a shock, but I'll share that story with you as well. But listen, I want to thank my great friends at Garden State Earthworks for being a terrific sponsor and friend of the show. We have more rain scheduled this weekend. It's coming, and I'm nervous about it because these water problems, whenever people experience them, they never get better. So make sure you call the professionals at Garden State Earthworks. They will take care of it for you, guaranteed. They're super busy, but here's what you do. You call them directly at 856-848-4444, and they will take great care of you. GardenStateEarthworks.com. Lou is the president of the company. He's a personal friend of mine. I met him because years ago we had a wet basement, and they took care of it for me. Never had another drop of water in that basement again. So reach out to them today. Go to GardenStateEarthworks.com or call them at 856-848-4444. If you've got water damaging your hardscaping, landscaping, patio walls, getting into your house, causing your backyard to be soggy and uncomfortable, mosquitoes breeding, you need the professionals to deal with it. GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, we are live in Cape May, New Jersey at the Grand Hotel. Yes! And I just met young Sophia, who's graduating 8th grade. And she listens all day long. Well, she's not in school. She listens in the morning and then in the afternoon. So she said it's so nice to be able to listen to common sense. I think it's so nice to have somebody who's graduating eighth grade think that this is common sense, right? So thank you for coming today. We really appreciate it. That's wonderful. And Forrest drove, I think, the furthest. So he drove 6 hours to be here. Did anyone drive further than that? No? Okay. I mean, the way Matt DeSantis drives, it took him longer to get here because he drives like an old... Anyway, but Forrest, thank you for coming. 6 hour drive. And he's been here before to one of our shows, too, which is great. And Peter McKeon from Highlight Electric is here. You see that? Stand up and show off your shirt there, buddy. So that is the Travis Mannion Foundation Zeoli Army shirt. Because, and that's who?
My grandson.
That's your grandson. Well, what's your name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel? Well, welcome. Peter gave an incredibly generous contribution to the Travis Mannion Foundation this year, and he does it every year. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. Highlight Electric. Thank you, Peter. We got a lot to get to in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to be joined by Chadwick Moore. He is a terrific thinker. I was on Fox News with him a few weeks ago on Kennedy before Tucker got fired and everybody stopped watching, so people could see it. People actually watched it back then. So I'm excited to talk to Chadwick Moore coming up, and we're also going to talk to you a little bit later in the show. We got more. Everybody's coming on today. Dr. Wilfred Riley, Dr. Victoria Coates, Jimmy Fela, Judge Jeanine. It's going to be a whole show today. So the bar is open at the Grand Hotel. We're having a great time, and we would love for you to come by and join us today and see us as we kick off summer, Memorial Day weekend 2023. And we remember, too, what Memorial Day really means. And, of course, it means that we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country. Memorial Day is not Veterans Day, although we love our veterans, but it is to remember and honor those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom and liberty this Monday. So please remember that this weekend. But these businesses down here, they need us. So eat, drink, and be merry, especially here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, all right? We will be right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.